Do you suffer from irregularity? Is fiber just not cutting it? It's Todd Baker and Erica now, 100.5. What's he talking about? Probiotics could be the answer. Then you too can wear those shorts that I saw on the boardwalk in Venice Beach a couple weeks ago and say, yay, I pooped today.
Oh my gosh.
Dr. Natasha Trenov, the mother of probiotics, is on with us. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning to you, sir.
Growing up as a kid, I had always had the acidophilus milk. My mom would always get that for us. And then I never really thought much about it later in life until my wife did that. It's amazing the difference in her health since she's been taking these. Skin irritations gone. The whole body functioning awesome.
Well, yes, probiotics are really essential to your health because you are 90% microbes and only 10% human cells.
So what does that mean in layman's terms?
Well, it means that you're a hybrid. You actually have 9 times more bacteria than you do human cells. You have 100 trillion bacteria lining the GI tract, which is about 27 feet long. And you've got another 10 trillion microbes living on your skin. And the microbes are everywhere in your bloodstream, in your urinary tract, in your vaginal tract. Every orifice in your body is covered with bacteria. So it behooves us to understand what it takes to create an optimal balance.
Suddenly I feel the need to Purell. How about you guys? What does it take, though, seriously?
Well, it takes a proper diet. It takes the proper supplementation of probiotics. And let me tell you, as the author of 2 probiotic labeling standards, there is much to be desired with the products that are on the shelf or in the stores. And it takes exercise. Those 3 things can really revolutionize our health for the 21st century. So it is very important to know exactly what probiotic you're ingesting. I can give you some guidelines and tips for how choosing the correct probiotic.
We'll throw up a whole list of your ideas on the website, too, at now100fm.com on the Todd and Erica page of all the lists, the guides you have for picking the right one. Can you find it at your local grocery store?
No, it's usually available in your health food store, such as Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts.
Sprouts is where we got the one that has changed my wife's life.
Well, good, good. I remember, just forget all the products that sit on the shelf. They have to be sold refrigerated in a dark amber glass bottle with a tin lid, and you have to know exactly what species and strain of bacteria you're getting for your small intestine, for your large intestine, and for your transient flora.
So the ones we see like Erin Andrews promoting, they may not be the best for you?
When they're telling you the probiotics are shelf-stable, they're talking about 72 degrees Fahrenheit, that is a laboratory temperature, and they're not accounting for temperature changes and moisture changes during distribution and handling.
That's right. It was 108 when that truck making the delivery rolled in, and guess what? The AC unit went out.
You know, it's a marketing position to sell you something that's convenient.
If it's any good, it's going to be a little bit of a pain in the butt.
Yes, exactly.
Doctor, do you have a website we can throw everyone to?
Yes, you can go to trynatron.com.
Dr. Natasha Trenov, thank you, the mother of probiotics, and thank you for helping the women in my family.
It's my pleasure, and really, we all need to get the word out because we should know about probiotics more so than we do about our iPhones.
Very true, very true.
Todd and Erica. Now 100.5.